With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforest and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a discussion by Supreme Master Qinghai titled Save Our Planet from the Karma of Killing, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Namaskar, my respected Supreme Master Qinghai. I am very, very much grateful for the opportunity to ask you a question. Today, in just this conference, I have heard that former UN Secretary said that there are two important crises in this world. One is environmental crisis, and the other one is economic crisis. I have some question for you. I have understood that you see all the issues, including environmental crisis, from a holistic and universal view. So from that view, what do you think caused the economic crisis now the world is facing? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you and greetings, Venerable Dada. What caused the economic crisis in the world? You know as well as I do, it's from bad karma, bad retribution of our actions. For many, many centuries, not just now. From a more spiritual perspective, of course, we can see that the current global economic crisis is caused by our departure from the virtuous principles that we have learned from past and present masters, such as the basic concept of sharing and kindness, noble living and compassionate lifestyle. So we should remember that we are all brethren, and when one brother or sister is suffering, we all suffer one way or another. Our Creator has taken care of even the smallest insects and plants. God has given the world an abundance of resources to survive in comfort. As long as we live within the principles of virtue, moral standard, Which ones, again, include no violence, no killing, no harming, ahimsa? And actually, this principle of ahimsa can be applied very directly to the economic picture. Recently, for example, a study conducted in the Netherlands found that the estimated total cost to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to a level where the Earth would still be habitable, that total cost was estimated as $40 trillion. However, this cost also was found to be reduced by half if people around the world reduce their meat intake, eat more vegetarian. And if people globally stopped consuming all the animal products altogether, meaning all the world people became vegan, then the savings would be 80%. Meaning, from $40 trillion, if all the people became vegan on this planet, the cost would reduce to $8 trillion only to save the planet. That is a huge savings, sir, right? So we see that everything benefits from the compassionate lifestyle. With savings like the one just mentioned, we could invest in other life-improving measures, such as ensuring adequate food and shelter, education for more people in the world. And more people would automatically have food if everyone goes vegan. This is just an example, sir. But it is really true that being vegan can give us and all other beings on the planet a very ideal life, heavenly kind of life. Thank you, sir, for your concern and for doing what you're doing, for helping the world to save the planet, for asking a very important question. God bless you, sir, and your monks.
So, is this leading to a new golden age? If there's enough people in the world that are becoming more compassionate and in harmony with nature, it sounds like a golden age of higher consciousness is attempting to get started.
Yeah, we are looking forward to that, James. But human is still a little long way to go back to their great self.
Yeah.
Anyway, we try as much as we can. I try the way you try, you know, spreading higher consciousness, reminding people to go back to their greater self. Yes, we are trying, James.
Yes, a matter of education for a better world, and it's a non-stop process, just a lifelong commitment, really.
Right, right. It is, James. What else do we live for?
Right, it's all compassion.
Yeah.
All about compassion. In light of climate change and all of these crises we're hearing about, we can transform the crisis into an opportunity. How can these crises be turned into something good or silver lining?
The best, perhaps, that comes out of it is that we, the human race as a whole, start to reconsider how we behave, you know, in terms of living in peace and friendship with all beings, because they are related to us. And if anything that comes out of this crisis is that maybe human will wake up, you know, or stop They are busy life and think for a few moments that maybe we should change the way we live our life.
That's quite a step of progress, isn't it, for someone to turn themselves around or make that evolutionary leap toward compassion?
Yeah. We have to if we want to catch up with other galaxy in the universe.
Ah, yes. I've always been a great fan of the search for extraterrestrial life. And it's part of that whole radio theme of mine, too, radio mysticism. You just broadcast and hope someone will answer back.
Maybe they do. It's just that our technology is not highly developed enough to understand them or to catch their frequency.
Right, yeah, that's right. They would be much more advanced, and we have to invent a whole new kind of radio for that.
And in order to invent some more extraordinary instrument or to have better technology, we have to survive first. And in order to survive, I have plead with humans to stop making killing karma, you know, like killing animal for meat, killing each other. These are a big hindrance to our spiritual progress. And, of course, as well as scientific improvement.
Yes. The connection between animals and global warming, the methane gas and climate change, that's pretty amazing that if everyone became vegetarian, it would dramatically reduce global warming. I think people are just starting to hear about that.
Yes.
The population, they're just starting to hear. It's kind of like where smoking was once upon a time.
Yes, I hope so.
Smoking is bad for you. Eating meat is bad for you, too.
Yes. But we did not know that, you know. I mean, cannot blame the humans for not knowing because before there were not enough information available to them about the harmful effect of meat diet. And now there are some available, but then people are being too busy with all kind of other, you know, pressing mundane worries like financial crisis, joblessness, and all kind of these things, and diseases that caused by meat to begin with.
Right.
To let them have not enough time even to find out the cause of their illness, of their problem, of the global crisis, and even financial crisis. They all come down to better karmic retribution of killing. I just hope people do realize that, because that's important. It's not just put down that piece of meat, but also the concept of being compassionate and loving and living in peace with all beings has to be propagated by the government, by the media, by religious bodies of the world. I do hope everyone work for that goal, you know, work together.
Yes, yep, it'll help in the world. And many people teach that, and you do too, that by being vegetarian, it makes it easier to meditate and to become more spiritually aware.
Of course. We cannot be rising high in our soul level of consciousness if we carry so much burden of blood debt and of guilt, of conflict within our consciousness and our conscience for being part of this murderous cycle.
Right.
Sorry for my blunt language.
Oh, well, meat is murder, as that film says. Yeah, meat is murder.
Yeah, there is a film?
Yeah, there's a video titled Meat is Murder.
Yes, it is. It is, James. What else we call it, huh?
Right, call it what it is.
Take a life is murder, eh?
Yep.
La primera pregunta, ¿cuál es la debilidad que ve en la ciencia para afrontar el cambio climático y los diversos problemas ambientales? Y la segunda es, ¿por qué afrontar la problemática ambiental desde el lado espiritual?
Sí. Hola, señorita Wendy. I believe science is doing a good job already. in diligently researching and informing the public about the critical stage on Earth that we are facing in terms of global warming. Without science, we probably, the majority of us, would not have known anything at all about our dire state of planetary crisis. So after the United Nations announcement of the tipping point that marked an irreversible trend, many scientists have stepped forward with detailed research on climate change. As a recent example, US and Canadian scientists traveling to the Arctic have noted increased methane gas being released from the Earth's melting permafrost, which is storing immense amount of methane beneath the frozen surface. Other research has also highlighted how quickly the temperature is rising in the Arctic, much faster than in the rest of the world. This means a vast quantity of methane could be released from the previously frozen soil very quickly, which would be a complete disaster for life on Earth. So we are truly in a grave ecological situation. And the scientists have done a fine job in raising awareness on the climate issues through their dedicated research and updated reports.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production: rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella. Bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS. Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating. Infertility, eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat. Colon rectal cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Thank you for your earth-loving company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Join us again tomorrow for part 3 of the compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions titled Save Our Planet from the Karma of Killing. And now, Animal World, Our Cohabitants is coming up next right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. With Heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.